In the fall of 1974, I received a phone call at my studio in Hollywood, California. The phone call was from a friend of mine and a great producer named Mr. Bones Howe. Bones said, "Hi, John, how you doing?" I said, trying to get my studio up and running here, Bones, and trying to walk between the raindrops because the roof was leaking so bad. I said, "What can I do for you?" Bones said, "Well, I've been working with this artist for a couple of months, and I think he's a tremendous and gifted artist and a great writer. But I don't think I can work with him." I said, "Well, if you can't work with him, what makes you think I can?" He said, "Well, you're both crazy." And that was enough said. I understood that. I said, "Well, Bones, what's the artist's name?" He said, "Warren Zevon." When I heard "Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me," I said to myself, of course, "Damn, that's a hit record." I knew it was a hit, and I just had to record this man. So I went out, and I told Warren, I said, "Okay, you got yourself a deal. Give me about a month to get the financing together." And it took me a little over a month to get the financing together, and we finally got in the studio around October, I believe. And we recorded "Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me" that you just heard, and about 10 more songs, including "The Werewolves of London," "Accidentally Like a Martyr," and several tunes that have never been released. In this show, I'm basically playing snippets of these so that anyone interested in purchasing these masters can hear what they're going to get, basically. And these are old mixes. I mean, you know, if we were to remix them again, it'd probably be a lot better. But to tell you the truth, it's caused me so much grief that I want to get rid of them, get shed of it right now.
Gorilla.
Static on the radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park.
I'm a leader, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung.
With my pearl-handled deck, the county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check.
Every time I hear that siren blow, you know, it almost give me the heart attack. And your big Samoan boyfriend's gonna come and break my back. I met that big Samoan boyfriend one time. He was some scary dude. Carmelita.
Carmelita. streets of town.
Yeah, we were in Hollywood Central for a month, day and night, recording. I never had so much fun in all my life. I should have known I was going to pay in the long run. I mean, there were some great musicians. If you listen closely to Carmelita, you can hear the Everly Brothers singing, Jackson Brown, Mr. Waddy Wachtel playing tremendous guitar, Mr. Eddie Ponder on the drums, Mr. Roy Marinell playing bass. I'll have to think of some of the others, but I'll let you know as we go along.
Well, I tell you, buddy, it ain't no fun working all day in the hot, hot sun. Don't seem right, a man should work this way in the hot, hot sun. Money, working man's play. Working man's play.
A song that is previously unreleased, as far as I know, called Working Man's Pay. You can hear everyone was having a great time. I mean, we were rocking. And, I mean, it's as close to Hollywood rock and roll history as I've ever come. Working Man's Pay, Working Man's Pay. Swinging that sledgehammer every day. A bottle of beer at the end of the day and a nagging woman. That's Working Man's Pay. And finally, Werewolves of London, the song that catapulted Warren Zevon into the popular spotlight and made him a cult hero. Warren was a great writer. He wrote many, many great songs and was a tremendous person. Everything that went down broke my heart, but now's not the time to talk about that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, write me at Blue Power, BLUPWR, at sbcglobal.net. And the attorneys can take care of the business, because I've had it. Thank you so much. This is John Reese from BluePower.com, speaking to you this afternoon. Y'all have a good day. I love you. Bye-bye.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. He's walking down the streets of Soho in the rain. Was looking for a place called Lee Ho Folks. Gonna get himself a big dish of beef chow mein. Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London. If you care how I'm brown your kitchen door. Late last night, werewolves of London again.
a hairy-handed gent who ran a mucking Kent.